This holiday season, Different Stories Ministry hopes you'll immerse yourself in the true spirit of Christmas with their A Christmas Message of Hope. On December 6th, 7th, 12th, 13th, and 14th, they're bringing together breathtaking music, unforgettable performances, and heartwarming testimonies of finding the hope and love of Jesus while overcoming addiction and navigating through tragic loss. I spoke with Paul Ketter-Henry with Different Stories Ministry, and he discussed the events in more detail.
Christmas time is a time of joy and happiness and family and friends. And there's a lot of folks out there that the holiday season, Christmas season, isn't as joyous as for most people, whether it's due to addiction and being alienated from family and friends because of that, like I was in the past, or they may be dealing with some sort of loss throughout the year. And, you know, we just want to bring a message of hope to them that there's, even in the bad times during this season, there's hope in what the season is truly about.
Okay. And so you're putting on these different shows, and you have a few different dates here in our area. Can you talk about when those are and the locations?
This weekend, we're going to be at the Hope Center in Abbotsford at 6 p.m. It starts. Doors open at 5. And then Sunday, we will be at the Minor Theater in Ladysmith, Wisconsin. Same times. And then the following weekend, we'll be at the River Church in Wisconsin Rapids. Saturday the 13th, we will be at Lev Church, the old C3 church in Marshfield, Wisconsin, and we will be at Greenwood High School in the West Gym on Sunday the 14th.
All right, excellent. What else would you like to add about the shows, especially the one coming up in Greenwood?
The one in Marshfield and Greenwood, we are donating 25% of any of the donations that come in through them to concerts to Lonnie Gregorit. Most people know her as Lonnie G. She was a karaoke DJ. She's been doing it for 25, 30 years in the Marshfield and central Wisconsin. And this woman is just probably one of the most kind, giving, always there for everybody. And she recently suffered from a massive stroke at early 50s. And she is now starting a very long recovery process. And with her being self-employed, no husband, she's up for a big financial battle. So we wanted to reach out and try to help her. And we encourage people to come and support our ministry, which is revolved around a faith-based recovery program. And while you're doing that, you're also supporting Lonnie as she starts her recovery, and praying that she just gets better and is able to get back to work and live her life like she once was.
All right. Excellent. That's wonderful. And so now if people come and attend these shows, they can expect not only, you know, those messages of hope and togetherness, but they'll also have some music that they can sing along to, correct?
Oh, yeah. We have first up will be Rodney Ashcraft. He's out of down south, and he has written all of his own Christmas songs, and he's got a very powerful story about he was in prison and in gangs and cooking meth, and he turned his life over to God and was delivered from all of that. And he's got a very powerful story of hope through his life. And then second, we have Jordan Michael. He's just a unique, he calls it an indie rock style. I call it unique. He's just an amazing artist that likewise went through some pretty bad stuff, and he's going to do more of the traditional stuff people can sing along with. And but both of them, while they're doing this, are going to be sharing, you know, what God has done in their life to help give them hope and out of them dark spots that some people may be in today.
All right. Excellent. That sounds good. Is there anything else then? Anything else you'd like to add that you'd like our listeners to know about in regards to the shows coming up this weekend and next?
They are free for general admission. You can go to differentministry.org/Christmas tickets, and there will be early entry VIP tickets available. I think they're like $15. We ask that you go on an RSVP. It looks like a ticket, but you don't pay for it. But go online so we know how many people are coming and make sure that there's enough room. While you're there, check out our ministry. See what we're doing and see how we're trying to help the community. We're in the Clark County Jail. We have have different programs set up in central Wisconsin with our recovery. And that's what this is all focused around, is our recovery program and trying to help people get out of addiction.
Again, those concerts are being held on December 6th, 7th, 12th, 13th, and 14th in Abbotsford, Ladysmith, Wisconsin Rapids, Marshfield, and Greenwood, respectively. Doors open at 4:30, and you can find locations and reserve tickets by going to their website, differentministry.org/Christmas tickets.